at the Brew Kettle in the month of November. And it all got started tonight with our Wrestling Coaches Preview Show, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. It has been a blast. It has flown by. Mm-hmm. I think we just sat down. It's been 3 hours, and yet you talk to these coaches, and they talk about their programs, and they talk about their wrestlers. And, man, it just gets you all jacked up as far as the upcoming season is concerned. So one more to go. And where do you start with Eric Burnett? I'll let you start, Sean.
Well, I'll tell you, I made these sheets for each school, and you could see that for most of them it's about 2-3 inches, and Elyria's like most of the page here because they, you know, part of the reason I really love this sport, the high school wrestling, is due to the Elyria Pioneers. My first year covering as the full-time high school writer for the Chronicle, I went down to the state wrestling tournament for the first time, and Elyria throws two champs out, you know, Stevie Mitchiff and Johnny Pycraft both win. And I'm like, wow, this is great. I'm going to come down here every year and see, like, I think we had, you know, two or three other guys from other schools. We had, like, five state champs that first year. And I'm like, this is awesome. I'm going to have all, you know. And then we had some lean years, and now it's, man, Elyria's back to national powerhouse. You know, the Intermat rankings came out this morning. They're nationally ranked for the fourth year in a row. You know, a couple individuals nationally ranked. And like I said, one of the big stories for me, I try to look for new things to make it interesting, my job interesting every year. And one of the big stories for me is for just the third time in Lorain County history, we have a wrestler from a Lorain County school entering a season with a chance to win three state titles in Brendan Fenton. So I'm really excited to see the season, and I'm sure obviously Eric and his coaching staff, Jack and Chris, who are here, are really excited to see what's going to happen too.
There you go, Coach.
Yeah,
well, how's that intro?
Hey, that's awesome. You know, I want to thank you guys for doing this. Thanks, Sean, for his outstanding work throughout all the years of covering us. And I want to thank you guys for doing what you do for wrestling. You know, this is big. This is big for our sport. And I know the kids in the wrestling community and their families appreciate that.
Let's start with Brendan, because obviously Sean just alluded to the fact. Trying to become a three-time state champion. You certainly know from your experience what kind of pressure, what kind of expectation that can bring. How do you work with a young man? How do you talk to a young man about, man, you've got this target. Now, you've stood on that podium twice, but now you're going to try to do it a third time. How do you relate to that with him?
Well, I think, you know, with Brendan, even his freshman year, he wrestled very well at the state tournament, and he tends to do that. His sophomore and junior year, of course, he came up big there. Brendan and I were talking about this, and I think one of the keys when you're a multiple time state champ is that you're going after a title every year. It's not that you're going after a second title or a third title. You know, you look at it like, hey, I'm going to train as hard as I can and try to out-train everybody and try to win this thing. And, you know, if you start thinking about, well, man, this is I won it last year and I don't know if I'm going to, you put those negative thoughts in your head and that usually doesn't do you any good.
Great point. Sean?
Let's talk about some of the other big returners surrounding Brendan. And let's start with Mick, your son. Last year we sat here and we kind of talked about the potential and the anticipation of coaching your son for his first year in high school. What was it like? He went down to state. He landed up on the podium with a year later to kind of like ingest it all. What was that like that last year?
It was awesome. You get those 2 hours or 3 hours, or however long the workouts are, that's with your son. That maybe if he didn't wrestle, you wouldn't be with him during that time. And we never really lose that perspective. Do I want him to win? Yeah, I want him to win. I want him to win for him. And to watch the hard work and the progress and the effort that he's making, you know, that's enough. And to know that we get to spend the time together, you know, on top of it, it's just the best. You know, now I feel like I have the best seat in the house. Do I always make the right coaching decisions and things like that? Probably not. But, you know, it's one of those things where I'm up close and I get to see it. And I got to watch his whole summer. Everything that he did, and he had a great off season. It's just a lot of fun as a parent and as a coach to be that close.
Some other wrestlers that obviously have high expectations for Elyria, kind of run through them for us if you could.
Dylan Schauber had an amazing summer as well. He He was sixth in Fargo, which made him an All-American for the second year in a row. He had a nice Super 32 wrestling up a weight class. He's been training hard. I think he's going to have a nice year this year and have a lot of fun. Josh Breeding, who he's looking to go to Princeton. They haven't made it official yet for university reasons, but that's where he intends to go. He's got a high grade point average. He's got a great ACT score, but he's an even better kid, and he works really, really hard. And last year, you know, he ended up getting on the podium at state, which I thought was big. And once again, you know, he had a good off season. He puts it in, gets after it, and he had a nice Super 32. He won several matches down there. That's a big preseason tournament. So you got Farouk Muhammad. He's a transfer. Had a huge Super 32 tournament. He took fourth there. In the spring, he was coming off of an injury. He had a rough season last year. He was banged up for a lot of the season, so his season didn't end the way he wanted it to. But then he went over to Akron for the UWW Greco National World Team Trials. I don't know if those are World Team Trials, but it was national tournament. He took fifth. So he's had a good off season. Matt Zuckerman is a two-time state qualifier. He's a grinder. He gets better all the time. I mean, he's better today than he was yesterday. And he's certainly not afraid of hard work and getting at it. It's funny because, you know, there are a lot of them, you know, that Bryce Allison was a freestyle state champion this summer. Knocked off a couple of nationally ranked kids at the freestyle state tournament. Had a tough draw at Fargo, but still did a nice job in the off season. You know, then you got guys like Luis Aguilar, was district qualifier last year. Jimmy Schill was a district qualifier last year. Drew Levis did a lot of spot starting for us last year. He's back. We got some new guys. Enrique Munguia is a ninth grader. He's going to be a big kid most likely. You know, he's coming in as a middleweight. Jake Evans is a freshman. He was a multiple-time junior high state champion. He's another big kid. You know, he'll wrestle probably 170 for us. Colin Noel, he's a ninth grader. He's going to be a 106-pounder. Jabari Fuentes, he's a ninth grader. He works hard. We had a kid move from Virginia, Hayden Rockman. His family moved here. He's a good one. He's a grinder. So it's exciting. You know what I mean? We have a lot of kids that are really grinding and working hard.
Well, obviously, other than Brendan going after that third title, one of the questions I had, kind of storylines about Lyria, was that top half. Obviously, the top four weight classes were all seniors last year, five of the top six. And I know on the bottom half, you guys are still got like potential state placers battling for spots. How does that top half, how's it filled out? You mentioned a couple big kids coming in, but do you feel like you're going to have guys trying to learn as they go, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, there's going to be some of that going on, absolutely. And, we'll see what we get. You know what I mean? I know the kids that we have, you know what I mean? And we're trying to make sure that we have our 220s and our heavyweights and things like that. The kids that we do have, they're going to make progress. I don't know how they're going to do at the beginning of the year. You know what I mean? But I do know that the work ethic is there, and that they're going to be willing to grind. And that's all. Like, we always talk about the progress. You know, I know that as long as they're making progress, I think that the by the end of the year, it's going to be okay for them.
Again, we're talking with Eric Burnett, head wrestling coach at Elyria High. Certainly high expectations, again, for this Pioneer wrestling program this year. As Sean Bennett mentioned just a few minutes ago, a nationally ranked coach, a coach that Sean and I certainly get to interact with and cover during the football season, Mike Elder over at Avon. Their football program is just phenomenal. And I know a quote that Mike has used with me and maybe with Sean is telling his kids to block out the noise. And I love that quote. You can't buy into what the fans are saying, what your classmates are saying. We have a great program, but you've got to block out the noise. I would imagine that's analogous to what you have to tell your kids. Listen, no matter what the polls say, no matter what the national rankings are, you've got to block that all out. Is there a similar message there with your kids?
Yeah, I mean, the rankings are nice because anything that kind of attracts colleges and things like that, because, you know, you want kids to have opportunities. And if getting a national ranking, if your team is nationally ranked or something like that, if that's going to help garner attention for the kids, then that's great. You know, state rankings, a little different. I mean, it's still nice. It attracts colleges. But, you know, you don't want that pressure. You know, we talk about static, okay? We
static.
Talk about, you know, yep. Back when we were kids and you listened to the radio. Remember when we used to listen to the radio?
Hey, people still listen to the radio
right,
here.
Right. Now everybody's got, you know, all these whatever, you know what I mean? But we had, you know, you'd be listening to a song and then all of a sudden, you know what I mean, you got out of range and it's a song you really like, but now it's all staticky and you can't hear what you want to hear. It's the same thing. We equate that with the kids. You know, all this other stuff, this exterior stuff, you know, it's static, okay? It's just noise that you don't that you don't need. And so we hope that they can, you know, maintain their vision, their tunnel vision to a degree, and also try to have fun with it. You know, I think
right.
Sometimes wrestling gets knocked a little bit as far as, you know, not being fun. And I think our group has a lot of fun, and we try to keep it that way if we can.
Good stuff. Sean, final thoughts?
Talked
for an hour with Eric.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask about, and we talked about the toughness of schedules, and nobody around has a tougher schedule than Elyria. They start with the Walsh Jesuit Ironman, and they go to the Beast of the East in New Jersey. But I did see that you guys are kind of picked up the Maumee Bay Classic, which is the same weekend as the Bill Dees Memorial, which you guys have been longtime members of. Thoughts on why that change and what you kind of expect out of that?
We were looking for a change. We were wrestling a lot of the same teams throughout the year, and we were, you know, we had an opportunity to go west and wrestle some other teams out there. You know, my brother just took the head coaching job, just got the head coaching job at Perrysburg. So it's an opportunity to wrestle his guys, and, you know, and it's always nice to hang out with my brother, you know, for a weekend. I mean, that's not why we did it, but, you know, it was a nice opportunity to change things up for the kids and still wrestle really high caliber competition.
Good stuff. Man, like I said, we can sit here until 10 o'clock, but obviously can't do that. But I know we're going to be talking to you throughout the year as far as the radio program that we're doing every Thursday. And, heck, we may have you drop by and do a little video shoot with us once in a while for our weekly video that we'll now
be
doing.
No, and just so you know, I still listen to the radio.
All right, you saved yourself there, Coach. You did it. All right.
So, yeah, I'd like to thank our school district and our community for all the support that they give us. And, you know, they've been great. And just wanted to shout out to our, like I said, our school board and our district and our community.
Well, they are supportive. There's
yes,
no
sir.
Doubt about that. All right, man. Hey, I know it's been a long day and a long night for you. Appreciate you coming out.
Thanks so much for having us and for what you do.
Thanks, Eric. We appreciate it. Eric Burnett, the head coach of the Elyria High Pioneers, as he joins us here at the table at the Brew Kettle.